Ravi Chavez, Ravichavez.
No.
11-10-76. Ravi comes in today with symptoms of hypertension, diabetes, blood sugars are controlled, but I'm afraid they're still going to be elevated. Period. In the paragraph, he drives a truck. He's been out of his medication for a few days. He says when he's out of medication, can I have his copy of his demographics and his insurance information? When he's out of his medication, his blood sugar goes up, of course. He's had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting. It's time for him to see the eye doctor. He hasn't seen that. He also has a family history of, colon cancer, and he needs to get a colonoscopy right away. Priscilla is referring him to Bobby for colonoscopy right now. Take pictures of those and send it to Bobby, please. Period. New paragraph. Family history, diabetes, colon cancer with uncle, medication, see opposite page. No allergy. COVID immunization, yes. And put a note in there, patients with family history of colon cancer. No smoking, no drinking under social. Married, has been married twice, 5 kid with one kid with another, total of 6. He also takes testosterone, 250 milligram. It's from Mexico, so it's not the 200 milligram that we have in this country, testosterone cypionate. And it was 190 on one shot a month, so he's taking one shot twice a month. You got to push send, dear heart.
That's all you.
Next number. What's next number? Review of system, no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion. He does have mild BPH symptoms. He did have carotid stenosis in his ultrasound previously. That needs to be rechecked. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, hypogonadism, BPH. Okay, let's get to the exam parts. He weighs 233, 99, 98.1, 16, 78 pulse, 140 over 77. His weight up 3 pounds. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next with JVD, skin shows no rash. Or mucosa with anlesion, logical non-focal. Echocardiogram shows LVH. Leg pain related to diabetes, most likely. No DVQ or PVD noted. Next number, metformin, 1,000 milligram. Lisinopril 20-25. Flomax 0.4 and phenofibrate 160 were refilled for 90 days. Next number, gets his testosterone 250 milligram every 2 weeks from Mexico. Next number, we're obligated to check a testosterone level and a PSA today. Next number, he gets his Jalubi from Mexico and he's been doing much better with his blood sugar since he's been taking it. Next number, because of his diabetes, I told him to get an eye exam right away. Next number, because of his diabetes, we looked at his kidneys and liver, and they're within normal limits. Next number, he does have BPH. Next number, LVH, noted. Next number, carotid stenosis, noted. Next number, come back in 3 months. Next number, reevaluate his condition. At that time, the next number, low testosterone as above. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is diabetic neuropathy. Next number is PVD. Next number is LVH. Next number is findings discussed with Mr. Robbie before he left. Thank you.
Thank you.